Welcome back here to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's our Christmas special, even though it's Boxing Day. I don't know. Why not? We didn't play all this stuff, and we should play some of this stuff. And I got some good stuff, and hopefully you're enjoying it. If not, come back at 4 o'clock when we're going into the Love and Happiness Hour. We're playing you some Love and Happiness coming up at 4 o'clock in our third hour, so please stick around for that. But I got a few more things, and hey, if you're sick of the Christmas music, I got a set here for you of songs that you can get away with playing on the Christmas show, even though they're not really Christmas songs. And I mean, there's a whole bunch of them, right? Like How to Make Gravy. It's not really a Christmas song, you know. There's a bunch of them, and we've played some. You know, Christmas in Prison. I don't know. They're not really, when you think of the sentimental, sappy Christmas numbers. These ones, in fact, can sometimes be downright depressing, which is probably why I like them so much more than that other Christmas stuff. And we're going to play some of those for you here. This next one is actually written about Thanksgiving Day, American Thanksgiving. But, you know, it's still got the same kind of sentimentality. I don't know. It's just the same kind of gathering, same kind of spirit. And, you know, this might be as jolly as James McMurtry gets. Who knows?
The in-laws are waiting. The games have begun. The cell phone keeps ringing. Just don't answer it, hon. The whole thing's arranged just to aggravate Dad, and it's amateur day on the old super slab. The kids are strapped down like a half load of pipe, all safe in their car seats. They fuss and they gripe. Well, you can't hardly blame them. It must be a bitch counting the crosses off down in the ditch. And this one's got flowers, this one's got a wreath, this one's got a name painted down underneath. Was the road all iced up? Were they going too fast? Here's five in a circle left from the last holiday. Holiday. There's a three-trailer rig just throwing up spray. Not legal to run on this kind of day. But goddamn the Smokies and the four-wheelers too. Stay off of my bumpers, or the same goes for you. Cause there'll be none for him, he that wants it the most, as he hauls it on out to the Oregon coast. No turkey, no gravy, no Zinfandel wine. Stay off to the right and we'll get along fine. And he's missing the football, he's missing the fun. He won't see his grandkids cause he's off on a run. And some hat's on the radio singing his song, but it don't make a damn. He's in for a long holiday. Holiday. Now Granny, she's yelling, she's ready to eat. And she's having conniptions cause they won't take their seats. But she's got them all gathered now under one roof. With her camcorder loaded, she's gonna get proof. Do you have to wear that? Well, I just don't see why. Please pass the potatoes, I'll eat shit and die. Did you hear about Ellen? She's leaving, you know. How about those Packers? Think it'll snow? And the minute it's over, they'll scatter like quail off down the freeway in the teeth of a gale. Silent, shattered, and numb to the core, they count themselves lucky they got through one more holiday. Holiday. Highway patrolman stands in the rain. He just lets it run down to soften the stain of the blood on his pant leg from working that wreck. And he won't forget it in time for the next holiday. Departing Chicago at 9:52, in clean desert camo, all baggy and loose, sits an Iowa guardsman alone at the gate. And this place sure looked different in 1968 when he traveled with Mom first time on a plane to visit some kin. He's forgotten their names, but he remembers the soldiers still in their teens, in their spit-polished shoes and those pressed army greens, with the creases so sharp and their faces so smooth, but their eyes look so heavy. He wondered how they could move, and now he's got that same look, like his insides are black. He's in his mid-40s and he has to go back, and he can't even smoke while he waits for his plane. The uniform's different, but the mission remains to do like they tell you and don't make a fuss. Why is not an issue, so don't think too much. Just do what you have to. Shut up and drive. If you fall apart later, well, at least you're alive. You can get you some help. You can deal with it then. And life will get better till it happens again. Cause there's something inside us, it won't let us be. It stalks through our days till it's too dark to see. And it's damn near as deadly as Texans on ice. Lord, don't they beat all. Y'all have a nice holiday. Holiday.
Drunks dressed up like Santa Claus, ring Salvation Army bells. The town square's quiet, the juke joints are empty. Everyone's buying what no one can sell. And a girl I loved once came to me last night in a dream, secret to tell. And she whispered close, can't you hear the ocean, as she leaned her ear against a shotgun shell. Dark was the night, cold was the ground, I could barely make out the song of the ghost repeater singing hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Willie Mae's crying at the toll booth to heaven with a bottle of gin and a go-to smile, where the dreams pile up all washed out and broken, thick as the stars on the Miracle Mile. Well, the movie's over, the theater is empty, the credits are starting to roll, and the wait pages of sand on it just for inflation. It's a buyer's market when you sell your soul. Dark was the night, cold was the ground. I could barely make out the song. But the ghost repeaters singing hallelujah. His truth is marching on. It's dark and the picket doors are dreaming. Blood in the alleys, rust on the vines. They sandbag the bulls and prop up the matadors. It's a sweetheart contract, they're taking their time. And all the ghost prisoners who aren't in the ghost prisons, don't weep at the sound of your name. They just stare at the clouds of passenger pigeons winging back home to the cities of the plain. Dark was the night, cold was the ground. I could barely make out the song. But the ghost repeaters sing hallelujah, it's the truth that's marching on. The star up above the Fifth Avenue Christmas tree is shining tonight through the cold and the rain. To light all the faces in the live nativity down on the floor of the stock exchange. Dark is the night, cold is the ground. The armies march out to defend. And the ghost repeaters of the revelators sing peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
blonde and blue. You can't help but be their world, and they can't help but look like you.
Canadian rye. Yeah, the weather's been this bad for weeks and the whole damn town is dry. My boss offered me triple time if I wouldn't make the drive, but I'd have made that run for free just to keep the town alive. Cause there ain't a colder Christmas like a Christmas without booze. It keeps the lonesome company and the married couples loose. The black ice and the white sky make the drive a little tricky, but at least I'm warm inside. All the heat is in the whiskey. Everybody's counting on me. Yeah, it's coming up on Christmas Eve. Miss a reindeer and the truck starts to jackknife. Yeah, I hit the ditch and the trailer flips. I nearly lost my life. The angels on my shoulders, they were showing me light. But my brother's son and a couple friends were out there on their sleds. Luckily they got me home before I froze to death. My wife asked them to go back for the ride and then she kissed me. She said, Merry Christmas, my love.
Hey, this is Shannon Lyon, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Traveling right now. Christmas in Korea. I know I really want to see ya. I really try to meet ya. I know you really want to meet it. I'm traveling right now. 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 Right now. That was a long time.
House is on the hill, take one.
Well, I found a bunch of letters written for the fella broke your old mama's heart. The envelope folds smelled of her ancient perfume. I bet you she didn't know how to respond to 40 blankets of snow. Caught them out wandering alone with no place to go. There were stars in the sky, there were houses on the hill, and there were bottles of pills you could buy to keep you warm from the oncoming storm. Well, I found them in the northwest corner of the attic in a box labeled tinsel and lights. Didn't know what I was looking for, maybe just a blanket or artifacts. When Eisenhower sent them to war, he put her picture in his pocket that was closest to his heart when he hit shore. Must have been a target for the gunner man. There were stars in the sky, there were bunkers on the hill, and there were caskets to fill where he would lie, shrouded in the red, white, and blue with lights. There were stars in the sky, there were houses on the hill, and there were bottles and pills that were easy to buy, keep you warm from the oncoming storm.
Wise men saw a sign set out across the sand. Songs a praise to sing. We traveled day and night, and precious gifts to bring, guided by the light. They chased a brand new star, ever towards the west, across the mountains far.
Something for me. It's a lot to ask, I know. But I hear you're headed north. It can't hurt to ask, and so would you take this silver bell hanging on the little tree behind my mama's house? Ought to mean a lot to me. A cowgirl in South Texas, in the cold November wind, with too many miles behind and a dream that's getting thin. I won't make it home this year. Alberta's just too far away. Say hi to all the old gang. Tell my mom I'm okay. I won't make it home for Christmas. My silver bell will ring for me. High up on the hillside, it'll bless that little Christmas tree. For it's the giving, not the taking. Though we're far apart, it's the best that I can bring. My little bell will ring with all the love that's in my heart. I pulled out of the fairgrounds. She was riding all alone. Put my truck up on the highway, headed north to San Antonio. And her words stayed in my heart. Little bell stayed with me too. I'll keep my promise to you, girl. May your dreams someday come true. I won't make it home for Christmas. My little bell will ring for me. High up on the hillside, bless that little Christmas tree. For it's the giving, not the taking. Though we're far apart, it's the best that I can bring. My little bell will ring with all the love that's in my heart. Best that I can ring. My little bell will ring with all the love that's in my heart.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. 'Twas the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went out in search of his foe. He spied the Red Baron and fiercely they fought, but with eyes on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells ring out from the land, asking peace of all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron and Snoopy dead in his sights, he reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man.
The Baron made Snoopy fly to the Rhine and forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas, my friend!
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day.
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the
Yeah, I got a little carried away, as I often do, but I kept thinking of songs that might fit, and some of them did and some of them didn't. I don't know. You'd think this was a live show where I couldn't go back and fix my mistakes, but here we are, recording in the basement. That's Jim Bryson there, along with his friend Jeremy Fisher. They put together a Christmas record in a day. And had a lot of fun, and they're kind of like, well, we should do that again. And they never did. That was years ago. Ian Tyson before that was a song called Silver Bell. It's about as festive as old Ian gets, I think, from some songs from the Gravel Road. Heard Steve Earle in there with the classic Nothing But a Child. You know, it's a Christmas song, but not really. A couple in there from Shannon Lyon. We heard his cover of the old Whiskey Town song, Houses on the Hill, and his festive classic, Christmas in Korea. Before that, we heard Ridley Bent from right here in Winnipeg. All the Heat is in the Whiskey from Rabbit on My Wheel. We heard John Moreland and the Dust Bowl Souls with Christmas Lights. And the Turnpike Troubadours in there as well with Blue Star. We heard Jeffrey Foucault, or, as he says, Jeffrey Foucault, which hurts me. Ghost Repeater. And off the top, James McMurtry with Holiday. Holy cow, this show's... We don't have enough time to play everything. I guess we're going to need another hour. Oh, what do you know? We have another hour. Oh, man. Some of this, some of these mistakes and lacks of logic might have you thinking that... that old Jeff's been drinking on the job today. And while no, I have not, it certainly seems to be a bit of a theme here in the old Christmas canon.
Wonder why, 'cause the later it gets, the drunk I remember back when I was young on one Christmas Eve. Mom and Dad tucked us in and we drifted off to sleep. And sometime through that snowy night, old Saint Nick did appear to fill the house with presents and lots of Christmas cheer. The morning came, and poor old Dad, he just stayed in bed, face down in the pillow. That's when Mummy said, Daddy's really sick about what Santa did this year. He didn't eat the milk and cookies, but he drank all Daddy's beer. My sister got a tambourine and played it pretty well. And me, I got a fire truck with a shiny silver bell. Little brother got a cap gun with a realistic sound, shooting all the bad guys to save our little town. But poor old Dad, he couldn't move, we thought that he was dead. He was groaning like a grizzly and covering up his head. Oh, Daddy's really sick about what Santa did this year. He didn't eat the milk and cookies, but he drank all Daddy's beer. Mom finally took her chance to get Dad on his feet. She wanted him to help us out with the Christmas feast. As he tried to stuff the turkey, he turned white just like a ghost. Still sad about what Santa did last night, I suppose. Poor Dad was feeling terrible about the man in red. How could Santa do this? Does he drink and drive his sled? Oh, Daddy's really sick about what Santa did this year. He didn't eat the milk and cookies, but he drank all Daddy's beer. Now I know you might not all believe what Santa did this year. He didn't eat the milk and cookies, but he drank all Daddy's beer.
Thank you.
Uncle Fred gave him a bottle, gave him a bottle of gin. Uncle Fred, he didn't know Dad was on the wagon again. Me and my brother, we don't care, got good stuff this year. I got a G.I. Joe with a kung fu grip, and my brother got camping. Dad's drunk again on Christmas. It always goes like this. Let the dog have chocolate fell down in the kitchen, and Mama's really pissed, 'cause Dad's drunk again on Christmas. She's at the stove burning up the bacon, pulling on a cigarette. Hope he got her something good, maybe she'll forget. I don't think she ought to worry, he's not getting mean. He got her a longer burger basket and some decorating magazines. And Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Always goes like this. Gave chocolate to the dog, fell down in the kitchen, and Mama's really pissed, 'cause Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Gotta go to Uncle Bill's now, the family party's over there. They got cable TV with HBO, and the girl cousins will be there. Oh no, what's he doing there in the manger scene? He's rearranging all the cows. He's got them doing dirty things. Dad's drunk again on Christmas. It always goes like this. Gave chocolate to the dog, fell down in the kitchen, and Mama's really pissed. Cause Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Pretty good, I feel all warm inside. She didn't make him sleep on the sofa, and nobody cried. Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Mom's gonna have to drive. She left the parking brake on, and the car smells funny, but we made it home alive. Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Dad's drunk again on Christmas.
Aw, Dad. I told you not to get drunk again this Christmas. There's old Roddy Picott there with Dad's Drunk Again on Christmas from the December Songs Project. We heard Dave Gunning in there with Daddy's Beer from his fine Christmas record. Actually, I think he's got a couple of them, Dave Gunning. He's always so great. And Sonny Sweeney in there with One More Christmas Beer. Of course, there's tons and tons more, but we're out of time for this hour, for goodness sake, you know? And I feel like we've probably had about enough of the Christmas music. We're going to come back in the next hour, though. Normally, we'd be wrapping up and saying goodbye, but, you know, we get ourselves an extra hour today. We're going into the Love and Happiness Hour, and what else can I do? What else can you think of that's more synonymous with me than love and happiness, really, when you get right down to it? It's like my middle names are love and happiness. So we're going to do that in our next hour. So stick around. Don't go away. Tell the Band to Go Home will return. If you're going to go, come back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. Drop me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. If you're leaving, you know, if 2 hours is all you can handle of me, I understand. But if you can handle it, stick around. We're going to have some fun coming up after this on UMFM. And your podcast. Tell the band to go home.